And now this is a dictation for Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, June 1649, addresses a letter to PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Sir at PACE, follow up for Sheila, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in June. Chronic incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood, alternating diarrhea and constipation, no bleeding, takes Imodium, no fever, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no change of weight or appetite, stable edema, no ulcers. She has corns on her feet, makes it very difficult and painful to walk. A stable dyspnea, uses oxygen 3 liters, as well as CPAP machine at night. No chest pain palpitations, other review system negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the choric diuretics. Next paragraph, weight 274, blood pressure by nurse 124/64, lungs are clear distant, no pericardial rapid arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.7, slowly progressive over time, representing GFR 31 stage 3B to 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, progressive anemia down to 9.9, iron studies needs to be updated so we can make a decision for EPO. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B to 4, slowly progressive, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, underlying hypertension. With relatively small kidneys without evidence of obstruction and no severe urinary retention. Next number, anemia, update iron studies, potential EPO. Next number, blood pressure in the office, appears to be well controlled. Continue diabetes cholesterol management, continue medication for anxiety depression. Chemistry is on a regular basis, plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months.